first parak of Eivin Mishnah Tet, we were learning in the past Mishnah that although one needs mechitzas, they don't have to be solid mechitzas. You can have breaks in the mechitzas as long as the majority is mechitzas and the breaks are less, are not more than 10 amas. Now we're going to discuss the mechitza itself does not have to be solid. Makifin shloisha chavolim zeh lemala mizeh zeh lemala mizeh. You could have a mechitza which is made out of ropes, one on top of the other, with a break between them of a little less than 3 tefachim. As long as there's a little bit, there's less than 3 tefachim between them, the rule is like this. Up to 3 tefachim is called lovud. A break less than 3 tefachim is considered not there. So Mimela, if you have shir chabon v'ovim yotim etefach, if the sum total of these 3 ropes is a little bit more than a tefach, so you can have from the ground to the first rope a little bit less than 3 tefachim, between the first and the second a little less than 3 tefachim, between the second and the third a little less than 3 tefachim. So let's say you have a sum total of a little bit less than 9 tefachim, and then the 3 ropes together, if they're a little bit more than a tefach, will add up to a sum total of 10 tefachim. So there's the chiddush of a Mishnah. They could have mechitzas made up of 3 ropes, as long as there's less than 3 tefachim between them, and there's a sum total of 10 tefachim high after you finish with the 3 ropes.